Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Teen Exec Podcast, where we help you build the executive functioning skills you need to lead with confidence in school, in life, and in your future career. I'm your host, Natalia Lucas. On this podcast, we do two kinds of episodes. In one track, The Leadership Journey, I interview leaders about their careers and the choices they made as teenagers. Today's episode is part of the other track, The Student Leadership Playbook. Here, I'm joined by my dad, Jeff Lucas, who teaches college students in the Boston area. We're doing a deep dive into a specific skill that's especially relevant for student leaders. And today's focus is organizing your study space. Dad, why does this even matter for student leaders?
Well, you might be thinking, what does my desk have to do with leadership? But leaders can't manage others well if they can't manage themselves. If your study space is cluttered, distracting, it hurts your focus, your deadlines, and how prepared you show up. A clear space equals a clear mind, which translates directly into better leadership.
Exactly. When my desk is a mess, I start five things and finish none. So we put together the 5+1 rules of organizing your study space for leaders who want to stay focused.
So the first rule is to keep your study space clear and simple. A messy space is like a messy agenda. It distracts from the real work. Your brain processes everything in view, even the stuff you're not using, and that drains focus.
What helps me is breaking it down to just the essentials. Laptop, notebook, water. That little reset lowers my stress instantly.
You might try this AI prompt. Make me a 5-step checklist to declutter my desk for studying in under 10 minutes. For leaders, learning to simplify your environment trains you to simplify projects and priorities for your team.
Rule 2 is to create zones for different work. Okay, zones. I don't have a giant office, so what does that look like for one desk?
Even one desk can have zones. Center for laptop work, left side for reading or handwritten notes, the right side a small bin for pens or chargers. The point is structure. Everything has a place, so you waste less time searching and task switching.
I set a sticky note parking lot on the top right. Random thoughts go there so they don't hijack my focus.
Rule 3 is to control distractions before they control you. Phones, social media, and open tabs grab your attention without permission. It's like someone constantly interrupting your meeting.
My go-to is putting my phone out of reach and flipping it face down. On my laptop, I close extra tabs and use a 25-minute focus timer.
So leaders need that discipline. If you can't keep yourself focused, it's much harder to keep a team focused.
Rule number 4 is to light it up and make it comfortable. The physical setup matters way more than I thought. Good lighting keeps me awake, and a decent chair saves my back.
So you wouldn't hold a meeting in a dim, stuffy room with wobbly chairs. Treat your study space the same way. Light, airflow, posture. Valuing your environment signals that conditions matter for doing great work.
Tiny upgrade that helped me. A lamp behind my laptop angled at the wall. Less eye strain, more energy.
Rule number 5 is to end with a reset. Close every session with a 2-minute reset. Stack the books, toss scratch paper, put the pens back. Not perfect, just ready.
I set a 2-minute timer and race it. It sounds silly, but tomorrow me is grateful. Try this AI prompt. Create a 4-step nightly routine to reset my desk in under 5 minutes.
Now that's momentum. Leaders do the same thing in meetings. End with the next steps so the team is ready for what's next.
And here's the bonus rule. Organize your digital space. Digital clutter is sneaky. 10 minutes hunting for one file steals your focus.
Create folders, use labels, and name files clearly. For leaders, digital organization is readiness. Sharing agendas or docs quickly shows respect for other people's time.
So let's recap the 5+1 rules of organizing your study space. 1, keep it clear, keep it simple. 2, create zones for different work. 3, control distractions before they control you. 4, light it up and make it comfortable. And 5, end with a reset. And for your bonus, organize your digital space too.
So big picture, self-management is leadership. If you can organize your own space and attention, you'll be better prepared to organize teams, projects, and meetings.
For more ideas, check out Getting Things Done for Teens by David Allen, Mike Williams, and Mark Wallace.
And another book, How to Be a High School Superstar by Cal Newport. It's great on simplifying and focusing so you can excel.
Thanks for listening to the Teen Exec Podcast. If this helped you, share it with another student leader and hit subscribe so you never miss an episode.
If you've got questions or a topic request, then go on over to teenexec.com. We'd love to hear from you.